It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Research from the University of California at Davis published last month shows that climate change is especially bad news if you like to eat oysters. KRCB's Addie White visited Hog Island Oyster Company on Tomales Bay to find out why.
Employees at Hog Island Oyster Company are busy sorting hundreds of oysters ahead of the weekend. John Finger, the co-owner, explains all the work that needs to be done before selling them to customers.
We bring the oysters in here, do sort of a rough sort on them through the machine that also sort of cleans them and sprays them with some seawater. And now they're sorting by size, finishing the sort by size, and counting them into bags to get ready for sales.
Hog Island gets so busy over the weekends, you have to pay $5 to reserve a picnic table if you want to eat your oysters on the property. But despite the popularity of his business, Finger is worried about the future. He and other oyster farmers started noticing a big problem about 5 years ago.
So it was very hard for the hatcheries that we buy seed from, because we don't bring these oysters in from out of the country anymore. We stopped doing that many years ago. Hatcheries produce our seed, and they were having trouble producing enough seed for people.
The seedlings, or baby oysters, are free-swimming and don't begin to form a shell until 2 weeks into life. Oceans across the globe are becoming more acidic as humans emit more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Acidic oceans make it difficult for baby oysters to form their shells.
Embarking on a huge chemistry experiment is probably not a good idea, which is essentially what we're doing. You know, we are changing the ocean chemistry by our amount of CO2 we're putting into the atmosphere. We're trying to tell this from a business point of view, that we're already seeing these effects.
A new study from the University of California at Davis shows that our chemistry experiment with the climate could cause a number of other problems for oysters, too. In California, climate change is expected to lead to greater variability in rainfall and warmer ocean temperatures. According to the study, both of these changes would be detrimental to oysters.
The UC Davis report highlighted that what happens in a specific bay has more to do with not just the ocean water, but also what runoff is coming into that bay, what land use practices are behind us, then that can either exacerbate the problem or maybe mitigate the problem. So that's the next step, is trying to find out up and down the coast how does this interact in each bay.
Finger says Hog Island has already started preparing.
We believe that to mitigate for this, we have to be breeding animals that are more resilient to deal with these changing ocean conditions. You can't just wait for the animals to evolve. This is happening too fast. We decided to invest, you know, a few million dollars in building a hatchery and starting our own breeding program to hopefully breed animals that do better, not only in this bay, but in bays up and down the West Coast.
It's too soon to say whether or not they will be successful, but hopefully these more resilient oysters will taste just as good. I couldn't help but go home with a dozen Tomales Bay oysters, and a world without them would certainly be less flavorful. I'm Addie White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
To learn more about how oysters will be affected by climate change, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.